way back in the day trying to beat most. And
yeah.
Okay.
So,
is this all going in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta make dad noises.
Okay. Stand up real quick. You know, do the. Yeah.
No.
Okay. So we were at the lake yesterday, and I was like, I got some things to talk about.
You're just jumping right into it.
Yeah.
All right.
Dive right into it.
Let's get what's on your brain out.
Okay. So we got to keep the names out of this one. I know I said that last time, but we got to keep the names out of this one.
Okay.
So this girl that I'm talking to.
Stop touching the table.
This girl that I'm talking to. All right. I like her. But she's kind of one of my old friends, like, old thing, you know? They used to talk, but now they don't anymore.
So were they, like, dating?
No.
You gotta come closer. You gotta make sure that
they weren't
good.
Dating.
Oh. So they weren't dating, but your friend was interested in it?
Yes.
How long ago?
About a month ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you talked to your friend?
No.
Wait, is this the girl that you were just cuddling with on the...
Yes.
Oh. Well, you've already done it.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm thinking of how to tell him.
How close are you to him?
Pretty close. Let's...
Show me who it is.
Yeah.
He's gonna message... Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm a little too deep.
So did... Is it... Ooh.
Yeah.
So is it because she's not interested in him? Or did she...
It was a mutual thing, kind of.
Did she lose interest in him because you came in the picture?
Lost interest because... I'm not sure why.
Did she lose interest in him because you showed interest in her?
No. I've been very good at not showing interest in my...
Does she know he likes it? Does she know he likes her?
Kind of.
But he's, like, way younger than her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just gonna have to rip that Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So dick move.
It is, I know.
They're like, the age difference between...
It's like 2-3 years.
You and her is way
one
less
year.
Than him and her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But you met her through him?
Yes.
That's a real Pete Davidson move, dude. the nice thing would be is to... Tell her, ma'am, bros before hoes.
That would be the nice thing, but I really like this girl.
Yeah. The correct thing would be to do... The correct thing to do is to, A, not, you know, scam in on your homie's crush, but...
He doesn't really like her that much.
Oh, then you just gotta tell him. He'll understand. He idolizes you anyway.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you're friends with younger people.
And I'm decent looking. A little more decent looking.
You said
looking.
That twice, two episodes in a row now.
Yeah.
You really have a high opinion of yourself.
I do have a high opinion of
that's
myself.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, so is that all you had?
That was one of the things I had. The other thing I have is like, damn, dude, life's moving fast.
Well, statistically speaking, it's moving at the same rate that it has for a very long time. Well, what do you mean?
Well, yes and no. So, 0 to 7 was, like, kind of the same. 0 to 9, let's say, right? It was all the same, right? I was a kid. Still am.
You're still a kid.
I'm still a kid. But, like, now it's like I'm growing up.
You know?
I have to be an adult soon.
No, you don't have to ever be an adult.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You can go through life being an idiot.
Yeah. That is true.
That's what you want?
I don't think so, but...
Okay.
Yeah, like, it's all just coming at me super fast.
And?
It's just...
Like, what? What is... What... Let's break down...
Okay.
Let's break down what in life is so challenging for you.
Well, it's not that it's challenging. It's that, like, it's scary.
What?
Like scary good, you know?
Are you afraid of failing?
Yes.
At what?
Life.
Yeah. Well, to fail at life is really hard.
Yeah.
You just have to die.
Yeah. I feel like it's a lot worse than dying, though.
No. No.
Yeah.
Nah. Dying is ceasing to live.
Yeah, but, like, you can die happy or you can die sad.
Nobody dies happy.
Yeah. Like, old people.
Liars. They're liars. It's an unattainable goal.
No, like, you're like, I've lived a good life. Like one of the guys at the firehouse, he said he loves his life, but he's ready to pass.
Well, he's an idiot.
He's really old.
Oh, okay. I thought this was, like, somebody at my age.
No.
No, this is a really old guy?
Less. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah, Les is cool, but he's like, I'm ready to pass. He's like, everything in me has stopped working.
Yeah. That's something I'm afraid of. Just turned 40. Optimistically, I hope to get to 65, 70.
That's your goal?
Well, I'd like to live longer than that.
Okay.
I used to think that 65 was old. Now I'm 40.
And you're like, this is old.
I'm like, 65 is not that old. Like, it's a weird thought to, like, know that your time is coming to an end. But... Alright, so that's a lot to unpack. I can't give you all of life's lessons, because then, you know, you're cheating. I mean, I know all the answers. I'm just not telling you what they are, just so you know. Alright, so... First, at this time, how do you want to end up?
Like, how do I want to end up with life?
Yeah.
Wife, kids, I don't want to be a firefighter. I know the basic, like...
It was boring up until firefighter.
Okay.
Not that a wife and kids are boring. It sounded like a really big thing.
That sounded like...
No, it seemed like very cliched. That's a very canned answer.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
No.
You just agreeing with me?
Yeah.
No, canned answer, I mean, it's very by the book. It's very... He's yelling at the dog.
The dogs, yeah. Probably Charlie.
Probably your dog that you never take care of.
I take care of
him. Oh, you're horrible at it.
Mentally, I take care of him.
Last week, he totally, like... I was mowing the yard. It was 2 in the afternoon, and... I'm mowing the yard, and I come in for a drink of water, and Charlie is out. Meaning Aaron opened his door to let him out of his room, but not outside. And I said, next time you have to pee, I'm going to make you hold it.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out on this. Technically, I did have to wait just as long as him to pee.
Yeah, but your bladder is like 5 times the size of his.
I don't know. He has a really big bladder.
He's a dog.
And
I do know.
He has
factually big bladder is bigger than his.
And his can last pretty long.
Oh yeah, you've definitely trained it.
Yeah.
He's gonna have all types of urinary infections when he's older.
He is he's getting old.
Yeah.
He's almost
10. Anyway. So you gotta figure out where you wanna end up.
Yeah.
Like, what are your current
ambitions?
No, not ambitions. Ambitions get you to your goal.
Oh.
What are your current... What is an ideal end game that you would like to play?
I don't know. I don't think that far.
Okay. If you're not going to think that far, then it's...
Yeah.
No point in stressing about...
That's true.
What you're doing.
That's true.
Like...
I just want to make sure I'm, like, not doing the wrong thing.
All right. I do know the answer to that one.
Okay.
Do you know what it is?
Tell me that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Don't do the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
It was easy. I'm a badass. All right. I solved all of your life's problems just right now.
Did
That's
you?
All you're worried about? Don't do the wrong thing?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to... I want to make sure I don't do something that leads right. to the wrong thing.
Don't go to jail unless it's justified.
Okay.
Don't suck at your job.
Okay.
Okay? And don't snake your homie's girl.
Okay. I swear I've never done it before.
You're winning out two of those things.
Yeah.
One of those things.
One of those things.
You're sucking at your job currently, and you snaked your homie's girl. What was the first thing I said? Don't end up in jail unless it's justified.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sure there's more to life than that, but my dad told me when, my dad's vision of success when I was your age was, don't get a girl pregnant. Doesn't sound anything like my dad.
No.
That sounds like a badass.
Yeah, it sounds like someone you'd want as a dad.
Don't get a girl pregnant.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't go to jail. And don't flunk school.
Yeah.
That's...
I think he was mainly just more worried about you getting a girl pregnant at the time.
Oh, I did, though.
You did?
Yeah.
Who?
Yes.
Do I have a son? Or not a son?
No, 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 no. She had an abortion before I even knew about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is new.
I don't even remember her name. I do. I think.
Oh, my God. When was this?
I was 16, 17. I was 17.
Oh,
I was
my
in my
God.
Senior year of high school.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But, yeah, her mom told me about it because her mom was upset that she wasn't telling me about it.
Oh, okay.
And her dad was a cop in Ventura, and she was afraid that he would kill me, and I was too.
Mm.
So, yeah, no. No, basically, my dad's don't go to jail, don't get a girl pregnant, and
graduate high school.
Don't fail high school. We're all just three protective measures for... That was just creating more work for him.
Yeah.
So my dad's measure of success was don't create more work for him.
And now he creates more work for you.
We're not going to talk about
no,
that.
No, okay. Your glasses say sup on the side.
They do say sup.
With a question, so it's like, sup?
Well, because I put that... on my glasses, because, you know, if someone's looking at you from the side, and they're looking at you long enough to read this, don't you just want to go, sup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what are you staring at?
Or, yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah. So it's really kind of like, sup.
Okay.
I'm cool. Sup. And then, let's see. So you're afraid of being a failure at life. That's a reasonable fear.
Yeah.
I'd say most people do. But first you got to figure out what you want to fail at.
Yeah.
So you want to be a firefighter, so don't fail at that.
Yeah.
And then you'll succeed.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
All right. So you succeeded at firefighting. What else would be considered failure?
Having people that are supposed to love me hate me.
Who's supposed to love you?
I think my family.
No.
Oh.
No one's supposed to love you.
Oh, well, yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
But the only person who's supposed to love you is you.
And Charlie.
Well, yeah. That's because dogs are from heaven.
Yeah, dogs are. No dogs go to hell.
All right, so... Well, I don't hate you.
I hope not.
Your mom doesn't hate you.
Good.
Sammy adores you now, which is weird, because she used to hate you.
Yes.
Nathan doesn't hate you.
Correct.
Leah doesn't hate you.
Okay.
Stevie doesn't hate you.
Okay.
I'm betting 1,000 as far as family goes.
Yeah.
Do you know what batting 1,000 means?
Nope, I'm just agreeing with you.
Turd. Batting 1,000, meaning you're hitting every ball.
Oh, okay.
In baseball.
Okay.
God, Sammy's such a better son than you.
Oh, damn. Nope, I won't say that.
Go ahead and say it. Dan is not a better father than
me. Yeah, I was going to say that, but...
No, Sammy just knows baseball more than you. If I told Sammy she's batting 1,000, she'd be like, yeah.
Well, you said it too fast for me to understand.
You said batting 1,000. I said it like this. Batting 1,000.
Even that doesn't sound like batting 1,000.
I'll even slow it down.
Okay.
I'm going to stretch it out long on the thing.
So like...
we're going to do that. We're going to play around with this at the point where batting 1,000 and be like, batting 1,000.
So, my friend David, right?
I thought we were keeping names out of this.
No, this one's fine. It's changed. He came and slept in this room when he stayed the night.
What'd he say?
He loves the room.
Did he say I'm a badass?
He did. I mean, he mainly said it about Leah, but...
I know! Gosh.
It's because that red helmet right there.
I've got this whole wall...
Well, he's a firefighter.
...full of badassery from my military days.
Yes.
And it's eclipsed by Leah's wall of... I save people.
Yeah.
And I almost died in those helmets.
She did almost die.
And then I've got certificates that say certificate of life saving. And then I've got a college degree. Like, that's such a big deal. Jeez, she is a badass.
Yeah.
And then on my side, I have street girls bringing sailors into hotel must pay for room in advance.
I've never seen that. That's my first time seeing that. I'm surprised you have a photo of you from high school.
Yeah.
Or your graduation photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a poser. Yeah. I was pretty awesome back in the day.
Yeah.
I had a good life.
All right.
Not ready to die, though.
No.
No. All right. So you're not going to fail at firefighting.
Okay.
And if you do, so what?
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Life's so hard for you.
I know, it is.
What bills do you have?
Gas.
Aww.
I know. I put $20 in my tank today.
And you still asked me for money today.
I did ask you. Well, that 20 went to gas.
I gave you 50.
You did.
Right, what do you mean that 20 went to gas?
Now I have 30.
So you only needed 20?
Yeah. Well, no, we were going to go to the movies, and then she was like, we were going to go with a lot of people.
And then she just got, like, let's go make out.
Yeah.
Screw your friend. No, not screw your friend.
Yeah.
Like, your friend, I don't care.
Yeah.
We're not even going to get to know each other. We're just going to make out on your couch.
Each other.
And then Leah's going to walk in, and you're going to go make out in your bed.
Yeah.
Life's hard for you, you're right.
It really is, dude.
It's hard.
I know. People judge me for drinking pints of chocolate milk at a time.
Nah, that's pretty legit. Yeah. Any bad advice I've given you recently?
Bad advice. Not really. I feel like I'm not here enough for you to give me bad advice. I have been
You've
here
been
recently.
Here more.
I have
here
been.
More.
I've been trying. It's not like I am doing it not on purpose. I've been trying to be home more.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Is that all you got? I flew a plane today.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
You say you did like you didn't know.
I didn't.
You did.
Nope, I forget about everything when we walk into this room. I know nothing.
Oh my gosh.
If you didn't say your name in the beginning, I wouldn't have known it was you.
I didn't say my name in the beginning.
That's concerning. Oh, you said my name. That's how I know who I am.
Yeah. And welcome to the Norman and Aaron Fatherly Son Advice
Podcast. That's who you are. That's who you are. I knew you from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know where I saw you? Hold up. It's that one show. That one show. I've seen you in that one show.
Oh, How I Met Your Mother?
There it is.
Yep.
Season 10.
Season 8.
Season 8, episode 3. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the bar, remember?
Yeah, that's how I know you.
That's a nice little nugget for anybody who listened this long.
If you did.
I looked it up.
What?
Sup, let me show you something.
Okay.
Going on to Anchor FM.
Anchor FM?
Yeah, that's where our podcast is.
Okay.
We got 12 fans. Sup? We got 12 fans.
That was a good
I didn't even think gather. I knew 12 people.
I couldn't name most 12 people right now.
Most of them are probably your friend. I don't even know anybody outside of this house.
There's people outside of this house?
Yeah, I think so.
That's as far as we know.
Yeah.
Well, you flew a plane, so you should know.
I did fly a plane. And he let me take it off.
You did a take? Really?
Did a take
How
off.
Was that?
That was easy.
Oh, it was?
It is.
Okay.
And then he let me fly around.
Did you land?
Mm-mm. I was scared.
Scared? Yeah.
I was scared. He would have let me.
Really?
Yeah, we did like 3 approaches and landings, and I couldn't do it yet. I wasn't there. I punked out.
How long did you fly?
A little over an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, it was an orientation flight, so it was my first flight with an instructor.
Okay.
And he let me do everything, and one thing I realized is, video games are full of shit, man. There's no autopilot. You let go of those controls, the thing wants to just do whatever it's going to do. You're flying in a little Miata up in the sky. But it was pretty cool because he put me through like all these different scenarios where something goes wrong.
Okay.
And he showed that you can correct out of everything.
What was your favorite error?
I would say like it was if it wasn't into a forced stall, but it was like you lose if you're landing and you lose your engines during a land.
Oh, okay.
So then we like dropped and went like 1.5 G's. It was like going down on a roller coaster.
Oh.
And he showed me how to correct that until you can get the engines running again, or you can glide to a landing.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And it's actually really hard to crash those things, he was saying. Oh. And he showed me all these different things.
I could probably crash it.
No, you could crash it.
Oh, okay.
But the way he was making it seem is the plane wants to fly, so it's kind of hard to force it not to once it's in the air.
Oh.
So, no, you absolutely could.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not hard to crash.
Are you challenging me?
It's not hard to crash, but it's not the plane's nature to crash. And that's what was so challenging about the landing is that he said, when you're taking off, you're trying to take off, and when you're landing, you're trying not to land.
Okay.
So you're doing everything you can to not land in order to get a smooth landing. So you land at the last second when it's not a forceful landing. It's much like life.
Yeah.
Actually, boom, this is epiphany time. Like, this is some dad knowledge that I just...
You didn't even mean
I
to
didn't
say.
Even know.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
That's much like life.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I definitely blanked out when you were talking about the plane landing. Ow, ow, ow. I didn't mean to.
Oh, my God.
I don't even remember. Oh, I was thinking about the keyboard and why it's not the organ colors on it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
My attention's bad. I know.
What are we even doing here?
No, okay. It was literally up until you said, I remember.
You blacked out while talking. Oh, I'm rethinking children.
Yeah. You mean just me? Yeah.
There's a reason we got a third.
Yeah, right?
No, so life is like that, you know? It's easy to take off. Like, when you're 0 to 7 years old, like, you want to go. You want to get up there. And you can correct pretty much any error in flight. It's like, your nature is to succeed.
Okay.
Right? Your nature is to fly.
Okay.
And then, you know, you go through your whole life avoiding the landing.
Okay. And the landing is?
Retirement, end of life. Okay. Like your twilight years. Mm-hmm. You're going through life trying to avoid that. And the more control you can keep over trying not to land, the smoother your landing will be.
Okay.
So it's like, when you're getting over that time where you're like, oh, I'm time to start slowing down, you want to draw that out and not just be like, oh, I'm retired. I didn't save any money. I didn't, like, build any relationships. I don't have any kids. I don't have anything to show for it. And that's a hard landing, you know?
Yeah.
But if you've got this nice landing where it's like you build up to your dreams, you work hard, you get up there, and then you build good relationships, you build a fulfilled life. And then as you start to slow down, you start to manage those things a lot better, and you know, you planned it out, and that's a nice smooth landing.
Okay.
Both of them are landings. Only one thing's certain in life. You're gonna die.
Dead. Yeah.
What How were you your, get there is really all up to you.
What were your goals when you were younger? Like, what were your dreams?
Well, most of my childhood, I thought I was gonna be a cop.
Okay.
And then it kind of went into, I was going to be a teacher.
Okay. I remember you actually trying to pursue that.
Yeah.
I don't remember when it was.
Being a cop or a teacher?
A teacher.
Yeah. I started going to school for it while I was in the military. And then I kind of just lost my passion for it. Gave up on that goal, and I'm kind of happy I did now, because I love teaching, and the teachers are so, it's such an under-supported career field right now, and it's just, yeah.
I mean, like, some people, they see their teachers more than their parents.
Yeah, no, I know. My thing is I just couldn't get through school, man.
Yeah, no, it's fair.
I couldn't, college just wasn't my thing. I wanted it to be. I tried. I gave it a good old, I think it's a,
batting 1,000?
Did I use that right? I think it's a good old college try. No, I gave it a good try. I gave it... Yeah.
I do remember you trying to go through it.
But it's just... It's hard when you're me.
Yeah.
But I make it hard. I could do it if I really... I just didn't want anything enough to pursue it.
Yeah, which is fair.
It took me a while to realize that, too.
Yeah. I'm going to show you this, the end of this one song. Actually, it might be able to just go on the podcast, and it says a lot, and it's good advice.
Okay.
It's very good advice.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, my goals were always really simple, though.
Okay.
Like, I knew success to me, I knew in my head, even when I was like a teenager, young adult, was... I wanted to get to an age when my kids moved out or got older, and I knew that I wanted to be in a position to where if I wanted something reasonable, not like a Lamborghini,
yeah,
I wanted something reasonable, I could get that.
Yeah.
Not pay cash right out for it, but I would be responsible enough to be comfortable. And that was, you know, kind of the life I'm living now. One house, two cars, couple dogs, cat, kids that are not shitheads. That I knew growing up that was kind of success for me.
Okay.
So it's pretty mediocre goals, but I don't give a shit.
It's your life.
I know people with way less than me that are happier than me, and I know people with way more than me that are not as happy as me.
Yeah.
So, nobody can tell you what's right or wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Got anything else?
I think that was it.
That was deep.
That was. Yeah.
You're kind of looking like me.
Am I?
That sucks.
Someone look like this?
Yeah, if you keep treating your hair that way. All right. All right, and that's another episode of... Fatherly Son Advice! No, that's not a good radio.
I don't think that's a good out call.
And that's another good episode of Fatherly Son Advice.
There you go.
Living life on the East Coast, way back in the day, trying to beat most.
Anybody that wanna do what I do, but let me give it 100 with you. It ain't about that, ain't about hip hop, ain't about rap. Take a minute, hold up, and I'll use your cap. Chicago, no, I'm a snap. Now this ain't no basic rap, and so they wonder who am I? So high. I said they wonder who am I? Again, never outside, so I'm acting in. I laugh again when they don't understand what I mean by this. Everybody seen by us. Everybody wanna live a life like this. Man, fuck that. Do what's good for your family. Make music like this, no Grammy. For that last line, they might ban me. I don't give a fuck though, cause I am me. From Beijing to Miami, I'ma just do what I do with my crew. Ain't no telling what I'm finna do, but I promise that I'ma keep right here for you. And I know what to do. Everything right here for you, only for you. Depending on what you gon' do, it's all for you. Beyond the sky, beyond the sun, there is no one besides the only one. You know I gotta let them know, if you love it, let it go. At an all-time low, and all I know is all I know. I do what I love, came from below and it rose up above. Created a world, knowing it's been so. Everything that I'm into, everything that I've been through. Bring it back light, let it shine like a bad light. Reminiscing on that night, gotta take flight. Everybody probably wonder what I'm living like. In the middle of the night, I might write. Despite what they say, it's right and wrong. Despite they wonder who am I? So high. I said they wonder who am I?
What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. And forget the money. If you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is to go on doing things you don't like doing, which is stupid. It is absolutely stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is. Somebody's interested in everything. And anything you can be interested in, you'll find others who are. But it's absolutely stupid to spend your time doing things you don't like and to teach your children to follow in the same track. See, what we're doing is we're bringing up children and educating them to live the same sort of lives we're living, in order that they may justify themselves and find satisfaction in life by bringing up their children, to bring up their children to do the same thing, so it's all wretch and no vomit. It never gets there. Therefore, it's so important to consider this question, what do I desire?
The incredible true story and transformation of the man who saved the world.
Surface contact in 400 meters. 300 meters. 200 meters. Time of day, 628, constant meridian. 328 feet.
The chances that there's some big ass creature out there that's gonna eat us.
100%.
Fuck.
Clear skies.
Guy, which Tarantino film do you think Logic liked best?
I would definitely have to probably say Kill Bill.
114 feet.
Stylistically, he's like, what's the name of that bitch that was the lead character? I forgot her name, but he's like that bitch with like some kung fu shit. Like he like with his raps fucking crazy.
You know, in Pulp Fiction, I mean, the way Tarantino constructed his shots, it's the same feel for me with his raps. You know, it's thought behind it.
No, I can see that. I can see that. But, nah, man, fuck that, man. Kill Bill was the shit, man. Especially, like, knives throwing and dodging and shit. And then fucking hot chicks fucking fighting each other and cutting each other's heads off. What the fuck was that?
Prepare for landing.
You're right, hot chicks and kung fu. You can't be there.
Can't be there.
Surface contact in